Tourism is Florida's largest industry, yet the agency that promotes it could soon be going away. As lawmakers hammer out details of a roughly $90 billion spending plan, Visit Florida could find itself left out. At its peak, the tourism marketing agency was receiving $76 million a year, and it had the support of former Governor Rick Scott. During that time, the state saw its year-over-year visitation grow. Much of that growth came from visitors from other states. Now, though, Scott is no longer in office, and discontent over some of Visit Florida's past marketing and spending decisions, like a partnership with the rapper Pitbull, has come to the fore. The agency is now fighting for its political life.
I'm counting on Visit Florida to help us whenever we reopen. I can't wait to see what good things are going to come.
Visit Florida sent out videos like this one featuring Wiley Petty, the general manager of the El Governor Hotel in Mexico Beach, and Kathy Johnson, owner of Mango Marley's.
We're depending on Visit Florida to get the word out that Mexico Beach is open for business. We've depended on Visit Florida in the past to make sure people knew that Mango Marley's was here, and we're depending on them again.
The agency spent more than $1 million to aid recovery in the panhandle following Hurricane Michael. But can Visit Florida be separated from its mission of marketing Florida? That's something North Florida Representative Jay Trumbull says is under consideration. And it's something House Speaker Jose Oliva believes can be done.
Well, I would point to those people to the world before Visit Florida ever existed. I would point to the fluctuations in the funding of Visit Florida and how they in no way correlate with the fluctuations in our tourism. And I would also point out to them that what we found in the last couple of years was a great deal of that money was not even really being used to promote Florida.
Furthermore, Oliva says there are other factors that influence visitation to the Sunshine State.
In a trillion-dollar economy, a few million dollars put towards advertising a few different places cannot possibly have a direct correlation with tourism. The economy has a direct correlation, the types of attractions that exist here in Florida, the weather. There's a whole series of factors. Visit Florida is probably least among them.
Sure. So I would think that Georgia, Texas, South Carolina, Alabama, they are cheering this decision. California, they are cheering this decision because it's going to increase their market share at the detriment of Florida taxpayers.
Visit Florida CEO Dana Young says moving to end Visit Florida would hurt the state, and she points to Colorado as an example. In 1993, that state cut its then $12 million marketing program, and according to one study, it lost billions in revenue. The state reversed course in 2000 and began reinvesting in tourism. Still, Young, a former state lawmaker, says the fight for Visit Florida is not over yet.
And members are still talking. This is very much still in play. So we're just going to continue making sure that people understand the positive impact that Visit Florida has on the economy.
Under current law, the agency is set to sunset in October. The House provides money to keep it operating until then. And in budget negotiations, the Senate, which had previously voted to give Visit Florida $50 million, has now taken up the House's position. Senate Tourism Committee Chairman Travis Hudson says the Senate still supports Visit Florida, but
if Visit Florida is going to sunset, there's no reason funding it any further than that. So if the House will pass a bill to keep Visit Florida alive, or they want to send an offer higher than the $17 million, I'll certainly consider it.
When asked whether the House will take up the Visit Florida extension bill, Speaker Jose Oliva said he wouldn't completely discount the idea, but that it would be difficult given the measure was never heard in any of his chamber's committees.